going to be a cold scooter ride to work tomorrow afternoon. Blah, blah, blah.
And, like, it's snowing in Texas, and it's like complete catastrophe for these people. They're all talking about, like, how they're going to make money selling propane, and it's just a complete, they're treating it like a complete catastrophe. Okay, here we go. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We probably get the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. Let's cue the intro here.
And now the New Music Express on the next show.
This week there are no new releases this week. So I thought I'd play something from the last new release that we had, which is Peter Criss' self-titled album. Released December 19th. So anyway, here's a track off the album. Here's Peter Criss. Cheaper to Keeper. The New Music Express. On the next show.
We're in. surprise. Here comes my little girl with a twinkle in her eyes. I love my baby and my baby loves me. Let's go down and hit the big city now. That's my baby on our little walk. Over the bridge we go to have a little talk.
Yes, that was the strawberry. Oh, I mean, apologies for having my mic open earlier. But I had no idea. We are Strawberry Alarm Clock and Blow Your Mind. Released a single on Big Sur Records earlier this month. Before that, we heard Juliana Hatfield and Ashes from Lightning Must Strike. Again, released earlier this month. And we started things off with Peter Criss and Cheaper to Keeper from his self-titled album. Which is kind of interesting because, I'm not one who really likes the Peter Criss easy rock, but I like this album. But yeah, you actually have to listen to it. Oh, here's an interesting article here. This is from the Libertarian Institute. TGIF. Defending Israeli Mass Murder Isn't Easy by Sheldon Richman, published on December 5th. 2025. Although much as is already been said, I cannot comment on Sarah Hurwitz, the former Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama speechwriter, who faults young people, especially young Jews, for applying their power of abstraction in thinking about the Holocaust. What do I mean by that? Hurwitz thinks, or says she does, that the TikTok generation makes a big mistake by drawing general lessons from the National Socialist regime's mass murder of European Jews last century. She is dismayed that young people do not conclude that powerful bad people, no matter who they are, should not harm weak people, no matter who they are. So what's the problem? According to Hurwitz, they're supposed to learn that killing weak people of particular ethnicity or religion is horrible only when the victims are Jewish. Moreover, they should have learned that Jews, by definition, can never constitute the oppressor. It sounds like black people can't be racist. Anyway, therefore, TikTokers are wrong to think of the Holocaust when they see videos of powerful Israeli soldiers harming weak Palestinians in Gaza. Or so Hurwitz believes. See for yourself. By the way, Ms. Hurwitz, in both cases, the mass murders did not only harm weak, emaciated victims, they made them weak and emaciated in the first place. All this perplexes Hurwitz and others in the American pro-Israel constituency. Young people have drawn blood rather than narrow lessons, and she equates that with anti-Semitism. Young people have drawn broad rather than narrow lessons, and she equates that with anti-Semitism. Of course, this is bunkum. Abstracting, drawing generalizations for real events is a virtue, not a vice. It is quintessentially human. Ayn Rand disparaged persons who refuse to abstract as concrete bound. We think in concepts, and we wouldn't be able to do much thinking without them. Concepts are abstractions. We observe reality, note differences and similarities among entities, and integrate similar things into a conceptual hierarchy. For instance, chairs, furniture, man-made things. This facilitates efficient thinking by economizing on mental units. Rand explained all this. Anyway, this is an interesting article. Again, Sheldon Richman defending Israeli mass murder isn't easy. I can copy and paste this. Yeah, why not? It's 5 minutes past the hour. Should probably get to the top of the hour ideas before we fall too far behind. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number three of the show, featuring Fun with Fish and the featured artist Drive-By Truckers. And we'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to ah!
The voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Silver prices jumped 11% last Friday, bringing year-to-date gains to 166%. If you got silver in your stocking last year, you had a heck of a year. If you got gold, you're still up a tidy 71%. Bitcoin, of course, sat this one out. In fact, by sheer coincidence, after a blockbuster 2024, Bitcoin's down almost exactly the same as a lump of coal, clean, beautiful coal. So what's driving the silver craze? The proximate cause is a China export ban on silver starting January 1st, which matters because China mines 15% of all the silver in the world, but it refines 2/3 of it. But the bigger picture is silver is being driven by two things. Out-of-control government spending, which boosts silver's monetary premium. That's what did 71% for gold. But the second is obscene levels of silver usage from AI data centers, electric vehicles, solar energy, pretty much anything electric. This is because silver is the best conductor known to man, and it's very corrosion resistant, meaning it's the backbone of high reliability electronics. To put it in perspective, a single AI data center can use a half ton of silver, while a 300 megawatt solar project to power that data center can consume north of 3 tons. Multiply that by 504 major AI data centers being built and fully 8,200 solar projects in planning or construction. Then toss in electric vehicles, which use twice as much silver as a gasoline car and make up most of car sales in China. Line all this up against a paltry 25,000 tons of silver currently being mined, the solar projects alone would gobble it all. My friend Wall Street Math, formerly Wall Street Silver, laid out the supply crunch for new mines. It's pinched because most silver is a byproduct of mining other metals. While it can take 10 to 20 years to build a new mine from scratch, and up to 5 years just to reopen a closed mine. Of course, all of those will have higher production costs. That's why the mine is not running today. The shortage has drained above ground inventories by 77% this year. Companies like Samsung are locking up silver mines for years. Finally, unlike gold, a lot of silver is not recyclable because it is locked inside old electronics. It's not worth pulling apart the Nokia for a few grams. So as that's brought to you by iTrust Capital, silver supply squeeze already sent it into so-called price backwardation twice this year. That normally happens once every 50 years. As for what's next, it boils down to, do you think government deficits will continue and inflation with them? And do you think AI and green energy, plus robots soon, will keep building? Both seem pretty safe bets, but still, silver is famously volatile, about twice the stock market and 3 times gold. So since Nixon ended the gold standard in 71, silver's had 4 big rallies, went up 4-fold in the 1970s, 8-fold in the late 70s, 4-fold again in the early 2000s, and again in the 2008 crisis. Of those, 2 rallies crashed, giving back most of the gains, 2 rallies leveled off, and kept rising. So 50-50 near-term. But zoom out, and buying at any of the tops of those rallies would have made you money. So silver may take a breather, but silver and gold have a lot more to run. If you're ready to buy silver or gold, visit my lead sponsor, iTrust Capital, where you can buy physical silver stored at the Royal Canadian Mint with 24/7 access plus a $100 funding bonus at itrustcapital.com/go/Peter. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Six, host of the Six of One show
on this network. I hope you'll consider making
it. It's like we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and, make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists will not be updated for about a day or so. And the archives like go back to like 2010 when I first started doing shows on RFD. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. I noticed that it's now on the East Coast it's 12 a.m. So here at least it's New Year's Eve.
game. You know, I thought I'd ask you just the same. Oh, what are you doing? You chose,
you chose.
Out of a thousand invitations,
you
received. Oh, but in case, just in case, I stand one little chance.
Here comes the jackpot, question in advance.
Oh, what a
the Brian Setzer Orchestra with What Are You Doing for New Year's Eve from Dig That Crazy Christmas, released in 2005. And we started things off with Van Duren and New Year's Eve from Are You Serious, released on Big Sound Records in 1978. It was a pretty good album. So anyway, it's 20 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the Fun with Fish segment before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro here. And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show. And yeah, Fun with Fish, 1-3 songs by America's favorite jam band, at least now that the Grateful Dead have broken up. So anyway, we're going to play two songs by Fish. We're going to start with this one, Live at the Spectrum, let's find, 1997, here's Fish, and Weekapog Groove, Fun with Fish on the next show.
Several times unconsciously I've stumbled on the path and seen a mountain in the mist. In rainfall on my shoulders, sun rises in the east. I'm worn and bruised, but I am here at least. I guess I'm just an obstacle, a thing to overcome. If I can sneak around myself again, I'll know I've won. The moment seems to hang and float before me with no end, till I'm released, awakened beast, I'm on the road again. But now I'm soaring far too high, a speck of dust up in the sky, where tiny clouds go sailing by. Pull me down to today. Pull me down today. Woven in the fairy tales we fabricate each day, our little golden strands of truth that glimmer in the light. The colorful material you hold a certain way can keep us from the cold and help to get us through the night. Now I'm soaring far too high, a fleck of dust up in the sky, where tiny clouds go sailing by. Pull me down today. Pull me down today. Pull me down today.
Yes, that was Fun with Fish. One of three songs by America's favorite jam band. At least now it's Grateful Dead is broken up. Yeah, that was Mountains in the Mist from set one, Live at the Spear, Las Vegas, April 20th, 2024, 420. Yeah. Anyway, that was from the album Live at the Spear, Las Vegas, Nevada, 4/20/2024. And we started things off with Weekapog Groove, Live at the Spectrum, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, December 2nd, 1997, from the Spectrum, 97. I think the Spectrum is no longer with us. Didn't it get torn down or something? Let me see. Spectrum. Oh, here we go. Former indoor arena in Philadelphia. Yeah. Final event. Yeah, here we go. Spectrum, later known as Core State Spectrum, first union Spectrum, while Kobe Spectrum was an indoor arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The arena opened in September 1967 as part of what was known as the South Philadelphia Sports Complex. I saw a Page and Planet at the Spectrum. That probably dates me, but I did anyway. The arena opened in September 1967, part of what was known as the South Philadelphia Sports Complex. After several expansions of the seating capacity, it accommodated 18,168 for basketball and 17,380 for ice hockey, arena football, indoor soccer, and box lacrosse. The final event of the Spectrum was a Pearl Jam concert on October 31st, 2009. The arena was demolished between November 2010 and May 2011. So, yeah. Thus ends the Spectrum. So anyway, it's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm surprised you get to the featured artist segment before I fall too far behind. So let me just do the, here we go. Cue the intro here.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week we're, what the heck. We're featuring Drive-By Truckers. So we're in the middle of a Southern rock opera. So let's see if we can find the information. There we go. Yeah, we're so 2001's double album, Southern rock opera. Released in September 2001 on Soul Dump Records. But anyway, let's listen to a track from this album. Mike Cooley and on lyrics in guitar, Patrick Hill also on lyrics and guitar. Same line from the previous album, but they have Earl. They have Rob Malone replacing the previous guitarist. Brad Morgan's been replaced by. Brad Morgan is part of the lineup. So, yeah, Earl Hicks is on bass. Rob Malone has moved from bass over to guitar, rhythm guitar, I would assume. But anyway, let's listen to a track from this Southern rock opera. Here's Drive-By Truckers. And Let There Be Rock.
Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving me, just barely turned 16. And I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it. And we live to do a whole bunch more crazy. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. When I was 17, I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach and drove over to a friend's house. And I backed my car between his hair and a Cadillac. Crawled through the back door, slid through the mail. And I sneaked up them stairs and cheated in the toilet. And I passed out near the tram, just to see the air. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. The band that I was in played, the boys are back in.
Tell her that I'm gonna go away for a while. can get this demon out. My lips, if I pull.